This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: are there any reasons behind the worship of Allah and divine Islamic laws? Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, let's move on to some of the reasons, wisdoms, or philosophies regarding worship and divine Islamic laws. Now, among the abundant hadith, the traditions regarding this vast subject, let us quote some lines of one of the speeches of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the divinely appointed Imam, whom was shown to us by the Holy Prophet himself. It is recorded in Najul Balagha that Imam Ali alayhi salam has taught us the reason behind Iman, the reason behind Salah, prayer, the reason behind Zakat, and the reason behind many other laws and injunctions of Allah. Now, the fitrah, the natural disposition, the innate consciousness of man also recognizes and acknowledges the philosophy of some laws. Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
One of the most profound statements of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is how to perfect one's faith and one's belief and iman. In one of the beautiful sayings, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says, لا يستكمل عبد حقيقة الإيمان حتى تكون فيه خصال ثلاث التفقه في الدين وحسن التقدير في المعيشة والصبر على الرزايا. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam basically says that a servant's or a human being's iman will not be perfect except he has three characteristics. One is that he has knowledge about religion, he learns and gains understanding. He has at-tafaqquh fi al-deen. That means that he actually struggles and knows the religion, the outer part of the religion, the inner part of the religion, the intricacies of the religion, the different dimensions of religion. All this is very important. In order for the person to get the kamalul iman, here actually Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is not talking of iman only.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illa
Now, dear listeners, man, since creation, believes and knows deep within themselves that lying, treachery, slandering, killing, murder, stealing, adultery, tyranny, hoarding, etc., are all bad. Truly, every human being, whether they have religion or they don't, whether they are a Muslim or they are not, whether they live in the East or the West, or the North or the South, knows that all of these aforementioned characteristics are evil and they are bad. While man, since its creation and in its fitra, its natural disposition, knows deep down inside, in his heart, in his soul, that justice, purity, nobility, respect, honor, chivalry, goodness, truthfulness, generosity, charity, benevolence, mercy, these are all good and beautiful traits. This, my dear friends, is the divine inspiration which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in Surah Ash-Shams, which is chapter number 91, verse number 8 in the Holy Quran, when it says, "And inspired it," that is us, "with discernment between its virtues and vices."
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Muti'een Lillah. Please stay with me. God, place me among the chosen, the good. Join me to the righteous, the pious, the first to reach generous gifts, the swift to come upon good things, the workers of the abiding acts of righteousness, the strivers after elevated degrees. You are powerful over everything and disposed to respond. By your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to our discussion, it must not be overlooked that the advancement of science in various fields has rendered great services in explaining the philosophy and wisdom behind religious laws by revealing their benefits. For example, the existence of tapeworms in the flesh of pigs, or the harmful effects of alcohol to the human liver and body, are no longer hidden from anyone. These scientific revelations reveal the philosophy behind the prohibition of pork and intoxicants. Also, Islam discourages urinating while standing, and science shows that some urine remains in the urinary passages if one remains standing while urinating. And for the case of taking a bath, the ghusl, it cleanses the effects of the activity of certain nerves. And all of this occurs with the intention of seeking nearness to Allah, qurba, and in order to cleanse us from the states of negligence from Allah. And dear friends, if Islam forbids using the wood of a pomegranate tree as a toothpick, it is because it is harmful for the gums of the teeth. Now, as such, all the injunctions of Islam regarding the obligatory, the prohibited, the recommended, and the undesirable in the spheres of behavior, eating, clothing, and other issues of life contain much wisdom on which many books have been written by Muslim scholars and researchers. But as a whole, it proves one thing, and that is that all the laws of Islam are based upon a definite philosophy and wisdom, some of which have been clearly discovered. But at any rate, the spirit of obedience demands that we accept and abide by everything which we know has been commanded by Allah. Ilahana, ma'ad lak, malika kun liman malak, labayka qad, labaytu lak, labayka inna alhamdalak. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك لا لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لك.